How'd you all practice today in the elements, trying to get ready for Green Bay?
Well, our elements are today, our elements are a little warmer than what we'll have on game day. It was foggy. Had to move around a little bit in terms of our video, so that was probably something that we had to adjust. But I thought that the guys coming back off of watching the tape from early in the morning to switching over to Green Bay, I thought it was a good start to the week.
What would be some of the issues for you? It looks like they got they've had some problems stopping the run recently, and then you guys got to try to stop their run game.
Yes, we've got to try to stop their run game. I'll talk about that first. Okay. Yes, Eddie Lacy's a big, strong back that doesn't go down easily. I've not seen him taken down by a single tackler very often. He's a guy that it's going to take two or three guys the ball. He's a guy that runs with good body lean, good power, not a burner, but has enough speed to take it the distance. They've done a very good job not only running him, but also getting him involved, catching screens out of the backfield. So it's going to be a big challenge for us because we've not defended the run nearly as well as we need to. We've got to make sure that we fit it up, don't have any misfits, and have multiple guys at the ball carrier.
Coach Michael's talking about the triangle of, not the triangle of love, but the triangle of tackling.
TMI.
Explain that triangle of tackling there for us.
Well, basically, you want to use your leverage on the field based on where you're lined up. There's someone that's responsible to turn the ball back in. There's someone responsible to be pursuing inside out. And then there's someone responsible to cap it off. And you want to put a triangle on the ball carrier. And depending on what the coverage is and what the scheme is and where the ball is actually run will determine who's responsible for that. And we've not done a good job. Explosive runs, unfortunately, are talked about with the secondary because that's usually what happens. If they get past your secondary, they're going to be a long run. But there are other factors that that lead to it getting to the secondary, and we weren't very good in the game the other day. We had some gap integrity issues where we had guys out of their gap, and when you get out of your gap, it's going to get to that second level and force you to use that triangle, and we didn't do a good job. We had some missed tackles. Guys had opportunities, and we had some missed tackles as well. So there's very rarely an explosive play in the game of football. As a defensive coach, you think this that it's a great play. Usually it's somebody makes a mistake, someone has poor leverage, someone misses a tackle. You know, occasionally you're going to see you're right in phase and doing everything that you're supposed to do, and the guy's going to make a good play. We've got to clean that up. Because they've got a big, strong running back.
Steven Jackson said today that running the ball is a patient man's game. And he was applauding the, you know, the commitment to the run last week. As you've seen his production on a steady incline, is it easier to remain patient, to remain committed to the run?
Well, I think you've got to continue to run the football when you can. Unfortunately, we got into three games that we weren't able to do it because of the score. And we only had a half a game to really stay with the run game. The score got 14. When you get 14 points down, it's hard to run the football. You've got to try to score quickly. I still believe it's the game of football. We all do here that you've got to win the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to run it. And when you run it, you open up all kinds of things in the passing game. And I think that was an example of what happened in the game this week. We were able to run it efficiently, get to the second level. That's going to slow them down, loosen them up, and then you can have an opportunity to throw the football and be efficient on third down.
Schrader is a small school guy, and he also hasn't played a whole lot of football, at least at his position. He had a big growth spurt when he was in high school, he said. What are the challenges for him specifically at that position to make that jump from, you know, Division II to this level?
Well, it's Ryan Schrader's an interesting story. He was a guy that didn't play a whole lot of football in high school and grew into an offensive lineman. There's there's techniques that playing the offensive tackle in the NFL that you've got to make sure that you master. And he's going to be getting an opportunity to go against the really good pass rushing defensive front this week. They're in the top three in sacks, and they don't have just the bell cow guy. They've got four or five guys that have four, five, six, seven sacks. So they've got some pass rushers that have some production, and it's going to be it's going to be a challenge for Ryan, but Ryan deserves it. He's worked extremely hard, and he's going to get an opportunity just like he did last week to play some significant playing time in the ball game.